How would you like to roam the Broncos sidelines, attend 81 baseball and 41 hockey games a year, be at every NHL All-Star game, the Olympics, and the Super Bowl, and by the way, you get paid to be there? Such is the life of KOA's Alan Roach, who I caught up with before he left for Detroit for this morning's 620 Sidebar.
Chris Klug will find out today if he'll be...
Alan Roach represents a lot of logos in Denver. He's the morning sports anchor and Broncos sideline reporter for 850 KOA.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Coors Field.
The public address announcer for the Rockies, a job he lobbied to get for 19 months.
I never heard a word until 48 hours before opening day. It was after the second game was played in New York in Shea Stadium. I got a call that day, and they said, would you like to be the voice of the Rockies?
Avalanche goal!
And he's also the PA announcer for the Avalanche.
His fifth goal of the season.
But Roach doesn't stop at local sports. This month, he'll announce Super Bowl 40, and for a second straight Olympics, announce all of the men's hockey games.
And, you know, you could make an argument that the greatest sporting event in the world is the Super Bowl, or the greatest sporting event in the world is the Olympics. Either way, I get to do both in a week's time. That's great.
Landing the Super Bowl is huge, mostly because Roach has never announced an NFL game. But with his experience and golden pipes, they found him.
I wish I could say I went through a long application process and did all these things to get the job. I just answered the phone one day. Good morning. It is 8:15. I'm Alan Roach.
Not a bad way for a guy to make a living, especially one that had to nurture his sound since puberty.
I know it wasn't always this way, because when I was, I don't know, I suppose early teens or about that age, I used to answer the telephone at home, and everyone would always think I was my mom. And my mom has a beautiful woman's voice. So that probably drove me to, okay, I gotta stop talking like a girl now.
That mistake never happens these days, as Roach gets recognized more and more, not by face.
Don't be fooled by the fantasy land,
but by voice.
It's hard, though, being in a restaurant setting and trying to talk quietly. Even though I try and talk quietly, people can hear me from all the way across the room. All right, thank you very much, Adam Schefter, our own Broncos insider.
He has got quite the voice that carries good luck to Roach this Sunday in Detroit.